It is time for a segment we call Meet the Expert. Our expert is the president of Rancho Obi-Wan, which holds the world's largest collection of Star Wars memorabilia, an estimated 300,000 unique items. He's worked as head of fan relations for Lucasfilm, and he's written 17 books on Star Wars. Please welcome Steve Sansweet.
Thank you. Actually, there's this new movie that's recently opened, so the 300,000 figure?
Yeah.
Let's say about 350,000.
Oh, you've recently made a couple purchases.
Oh, boy.
Now, you are obviously a collector. I am not a collector. I am married to a collector, but I don't have that brain. And I want to know, what is the psychology of a collector? Is it obsession? Is it need for closure, completion? What is it?
I think it's genetic. My dad was a collector. He was a liquor salesman. He used to go around
to all... He collected liquor?
Well, that too. But he used to go around and take all the swizzle sticks from all these bars, and I would look in the closet, and there would be like 100 different swizzle sticks, and that was cool, so that became my collection.
So what do you say to the people who have bought Star Wars toys and just ripped the packages open and did not keep them in mint condition?
I say, good for you. You had fun playing with them. I rip open many packages and play with many toys because that's the fun part of it.
So before you were a Star Wars collector, you were a reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
Reporter and bureau chief in Los Angeles for 9 years and did 60 hours of QVC Star Wars collectibles shows.
While you're working newspapers, at one point did you realize that they're, you know, how do you make the transition to Star Wars toys? Were you like, Star Wars toys will be around longer than newspapers, or?
No, actually my first Star Wars item was something I got at the Wall Street Journal. It was this beautiful color booklet, and Fox and Lucasfilm were sending it out to try to get movies to book Star Wars, and they sent it to journalists too, and it came to this guy who covered the movie business, and he threw it away. And So at the end of the day, I waited until he left, and I sort of sidled over to the waistband. So that was my first dumpster diving for Star Wars, but not the last.
Really? You've got some stuff from the dumpster in the recently?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Mostly clean things.
Sure. Whatever, Steve.
I mean, somebody dumps their lunch in there. You try to clean it off.
You clean it off.
Something exciting. But
when's the last time you dived in a dumpster?
So anybody need 500 episode 2 posters?
And I finally have to ask, since you are the expert, who shot first?
Well, despite a certain filmmaker who has recently insisted that it was a green-skinned alien, clearly Han Solo shot first.
Thank you. So now we're going to play a game, and we found a worthy contestant. We're going to bring this young Jedi Knight to the stage. His name is Henry Ruddle. Henry Ruddle, you're a marketing consultant. Are you also a collector of anything?
Well, I have an enormous collection of single socks, thanks to my kids.
Oh, yeah.
But the only thing I've ever really collected is coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs?
From every place I travel, I'd get a coffee mug.
Oh, yeah. So how many do you have now?
Actually, the last time I moved, I left the bulk of the collection behind because I was sick of toting it from house to house. So I only have six.
You only have six? So your game is called The Force is Right. How it works is we're going to describe two items that were recently sold on eBay. One is a piece of Star Wars merchandise and the other is not. You just have to tell us which item sold for more money.
Okay.
And if you get enough right, you win a Rancho Obi-Wan t-shirt provided by Steve Sansweet.
All right.
All right, here we go. So which sold for more money? A Scotch tape dispenser shaped like a lounging C-3PO. or a 1980s black velvet poster of Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, my. And I have a feeling like you could probably get the black velvet in quantity, so I'm going to go with C-3PO.
Let's go to Steve to find out what's the answer.
Actually, for some stupid reason, the black velvet poster of Ozzy, which probably had some traces of substance on it, sold for $315, while the 3PO tape dispenser, which has 3PO lounging with the tape right between his... That went for $152.50.
So the tape is in between it, and you pull it out. Yeah.
You yank it out.
Yank it out.
Which of these items sold for more money? From 1977, an early bird certificate you could mail in to receive the first four Star Wars action figures? Or a first edition of Dwight D. Eisenhower's World War II memoir, Crusade in Europe, signed by Eisenhower?
Well, I like Ike, but I think the memorabilia certificates would have gone for more.
All right, Steve, what do you say?
You are right. The book signed by our beloved late president sold for $577. A sealed cardboard box that promised you at the Christmas of 77 that you'd be among the first to receive the first four action figures in early 1978 sold for $4,450.
All right, Henry, is it from 1978 a Luke Skywalker action figure with double telescoping lightsaber sealed in its original package, or Princess Royal Blue, a My Little Pony toy with a limited edition glow-in-the-dark mane?
Oh, man. That's tough, because there's a lot of bronies out there.
A lot of bronies. More and more every day.
Henry, I just love you saying that. That is hilarious.
I'm gonna go with the My Little Pony.
Oh, you should have stuck with your Star Wars instincts. The My Little Pony sold for a pretty good $423.18. The sealed double telescoping Luke Skywalker sold for $20,000. Let me explain why. At the very beginning, the toy company decided that it would have a lightsaber that came out of one arm, and it would have two pieces, one that extended a little and then a very thin piece that also extended. And then they figured out that costs an extra quarter cent. And so they sort of did away with those, except in some of the early bird kits. One on a card is exceedingly rare. A Darth Vader is rarer, and a Ben Kenobi with a double telescoping lightsaber on a card, there are about three or four known to exist, would cost about $50,000.
Well done. You win a T-shirt that will be sent to you by Steve Sansweet. Thank you so much for playing. Well done. Please thank our guest expert for being here, Steve Sansweet.